Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 11, 1896. 1896. Letters. Anderson, Mrs. R. Sunnyside, Currambong, New South Wales, Australia. June 8, 1896. Mrs. R. Anderson Carlton, Victoria, Australia. Dear Sister, I wish to express to you my surprise and regret at the publication in the review of my letter containing a reference to yourself. I had written in my diary an account of the meetings in Melbourne, and afterward sent a copy of it to Elder Olson, who feels great interest in your husband and brother and their companions. I stated the facts in order that the Lord's name might receive glory for the manifestation of His grace upon human hearts. But I assure you that the publication of this matter was without my knowledge and consent. I have given my friends permission to publish extracts from my letters concerning our work and travels, but have directed that personalities should be omitted. I was as much surprised as you to see this matter in print. I have feared that the blunder would greatly annoy and perhaps offend you. I learn that you have been offended, and you would naturally hold me, in a measure, responsible. I ask you to pardon me for the share I have had in this unfortunate occurrence. I will try hereafter to give my correspondents directions so explicit that nothing of the kind shall occur again. I trust you will not allow this matter to be to you a stone of stumbling. I value your soul, because I know the value of every human soul for whom Christ has given His precious life. When I consider the price paid for every one, I would not grieve the purchase of His humiliation and agony. Far rather would I lose my life. I know, as but few others could know, what that day meant when you decided to take your stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. There was joy among the heavenly angels. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. My heart was made to rejoice, and I pray that you may not allow prejudice to close your mind against the message of truth which God has sent to His people. The work in which I am engaged is not my work. It is the work God has given me to do. I am seeking to lift up Jesus, to direct the people to God's word, and I ask you to make that word your guide continually. Understanding the trials through which you have passed, my heart is very tender toward you. Cling to Jesus, I beseech you, for He gave His precious life for you. All the trials you shall endure here for the truth's sake, for Christ's sake, will work for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while you look not at the things which are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, 18. We are standing on the verge of eternity. In that great day, when the judgment shall sit and the books shall be opened, every one shall be judged according to the deeds done in the body. Better, my sister, bear the cross in this world, following in the self-denying path our Saviour trod, than to have every wish gratified here, and lose heaven, lose eternal life. Disappointments you will have, but ever bear in mind that Jesus, the living, risen Saviour, is your Redeemer, your Restorer. He loves you, and it is better to share His love than to sit with princes and be separated from Him. To be ranked with those whose gold cannot be counted, and yet to be poor in the estimate of God and the heavenly angels, would be eternal loss. In the converted soul, the love of God supersedes the love of the world. The life of faith is a life of peace and rest and joy in the Holy Spirit. God grant that the power of the world to come may be your strength, amid the temptations and trials of this present evil world. When tempted, let it be your thought, I am a Christian and cannot be governed by worldly maxims and customs. I am a Christian, and whatever others do or say, I must serve God with an undivided heart. Christ is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He suffered and died for me, and I will not deny my Lord and rank with those who drove the spikes through his dear hands and feet, fastening them to the accursed tree.
Bear in mind that God's people are always to be a little flock compared with the teeming millions of the world. They may be poor in this world's goods, and they appear to be in the minority, but if they stand for the truth as it is revealed in His Word, they have God for their refuge. While from the heart obeying His commandments, they are standing under the broad shield of omnipotence. God is a majority. When the sound of the last trump shall penetrate the prison house of the dead, they shall come forth with triumph, exclaiming, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55. Standing then with God, with Jesus Christ, with the heavenly angels, with the loyal and true who shall come forth from their graves, we shall be with the majority. We are not to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is the maxim of eternal wisdom. Dear sister, let nothing separate you from the Savior. In Him, your and my hopes of eternal life are centered. A life of dependence upon Jesus is a life of entire consecration. In such a life, you will be adding grace to grace. Come daily to Jesus who loves you. Open your heart to Him freely. In Him, there is no disappointment. You will never find a better counselor, a safer guide, a more sure defense. In Christian love,